Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's Psyche's Gone Wild. I hope all of you are ready tonight. This is a fun night for those of you who are tuning in after the blue moon and all the fun of it. Those of, who are new to it, the Gone Wild is the fact that we give away prizes, we give readings, and we have a really good time for those of you going over and check out the website at psychicjethro.com. And I know some of you are asking about the Cooking Jethro. That's also me. So I'm really looking forward to it. Tonight I will... have a really special guest who is here. You guys have listened to her before, and we're going to be doing some readings for you individuals that are calling in. I do need to tell a little bit of the things here. We have a limited show, so we give you about 5 minutes. So think of a really good quick question or something you've got, and we have a lot of people calling in. As we get people more coming over to the websites and different things, we'll be on longer. So it's just going to get wilder. And our Rochelle Marie Lee is here tonight. How are you doing, Rochelle?
I'm doing great, Jethro. Thank you.
Thank you. And we've got a lot of people. How did you get to be this way, Rochelle? Tell them a little bit about you while I get this phones ready to play.
Oh, sure. Of course. Well, as a child, me and my mom, we used to come home. We go out. And we come home, and we would just, first thing when we walk up the stairs, we would smell this, like, sweet perfume. And we was like, well, we wonder, where does this perfume come from? Things start, like, transitioning in, just in the house. And we were okay with it, with them, you, whoever it may be. We knew it was a woman, of course, with the perfume. And we smelled that often. And then the next thing that started happening was, you know, we would wash clothes, fold them up, put them on the bed. And we go when we come back to put up the clothes are like totally disappear. I mean, just vanish, right? And so we start wondering, and we were still okay with it. And so as time went on, I would get confirmation, and I would see things, and I would hear things, and I would hear things like, tell this person, tell them this. And I was like, where is this coming from? And I wasn't scared, but I was just like, wow, what is this that I'm hearing? Who is this, right? And I began to be comfortable with it. I've always felt comfortable. And I knew that this was a special gift because I would see things and I would hear things. And this was as a child. And so... But as I got older, after my mom had passed away and I retired, I came over to Jethro's meeting. I was looking up some meetings, and I seen Jethro's meeting. And when I seen your meeting, Jethro, I was like, wow, I was really curious about this because it was a psychic meeting. And I just often wondered. It brought me back to when I was a kid and the things that were going on in the home. And so I went and I came, and things have not been the same since. I just love it. I love it. So this is what I do, and this is what I love to do. And I love helping people, you know, and figuring things out. Whatever's going on in their lives, and you know, maybe a family member they want to talk to on the other side, whatever it may be, I'm free, and I, like I said, I love it. So I'm here now, and I just love what I do.
I love it. And those of you know, the ability is very clairsentient, and she's had this ability, like she says, there as a child. And those of you tune in to Psychic Jethro, I have a very good ability of the fact that I'm able to see the progression future. She's talking about there's a feeling you get, a sense that helps others, and we enjoy helping other people. So that's why we're here doing it. And the spirituality, we are very light workers. So those of you who are interested in this, definitely check out some of the things. Go to Psyche's Gone Wild Room there in Facebook so you can contact and have a little bit of more of the time. And that's the whole point of Gone Wild. We come in, we get wild with you, we grab a few, we go here, and then we get with those individuals who do it. I know I do like a half an hour to an hour reading. I've done that for many years. I've been doing this over 30 some years professionally. And what I like about it is it gives that time. I had a hilarious experience with someone who, you know, wanted a 10-minute reading. I was picking up pieces of things, and the person was, oh, 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 oh. And later, we were joking about the fact that she was wondering where these things come from. They come from the spirit and the angels and the light work. Those of you who know about the guides and know about the energy, you know, Rochelle's a very strong positive light individual, and what she's been known for is to just grab it out of the air, you know, and that's what they call it. It's like, this is where the energy's coming and it's there. It's like she was saying, she just feels these things sentence that Claire smell, a lot of you will know, there's the first point of real gifts. So those of you tuning in, definitely contact with us. We're going to be giving away another prize. Cheryl and a few other friends have already gotten to come in. We got to get with you, Tammy. I know you're out there, and when we get a chance, Tammy was one of our winners too, and we've had some other winners here that you get a chance. David also, to come in and do the class that she was talking about, which is on Fridays. We have two for you guys right now. We're doing a 3 p.m. for the East Coast, which means 6 p.m. your time, and we're doing a 7 p.m. Pacific. So if Fridays has a time and you want to do it, check on the website there, get in, and you know, those of you who win can obviously come in and play, because Rochelle said it best. I will tease her. We, you know, those of you doing some of the questions for psychic Santa coming, you know, the thing that we've got that really is a little bit of a wild mystery is Rochelle was the one who surprised the group. So you guys can talk about first time introduction, Rochelle for 500. Who was the psychic who came to the circle who surprised everyone? And what she surprised everyone was, she had said, she goes, I don't know why I'm here. We all laugh. And within 20 minutes, we all knew why she was there. And the fun thing is, she's been doing it ever since. So she realized it's where she needs to be, like she was saying. And Rochelle, I got to tell you, you know, we've had so many surprise things. We've laughed and we could tease for those of you who want to play for the big prize. This is the other one tonight. We're giving all this away. So call in December when Psychic's Gone Wild goes with Santa. And I've had everybody calling on that. Let's get a hold of it. And those of you get ready on the phone, it will be Christmas Day, the 25th. So if you're sitting out there and you're having that holiday, you look at your email, follow now, because those prizes, we're talking $500 worth of prizes. And Vicki can tell you, and Annette and Kathy, winners from past, I'm just naming off, that those boxes come in the mail. You'll see the pictures there on Facebook. And one of the prizes with this thousand is I Need You Psychic Jethro for the year. That's four $125 readings is a $500 amount, plus $500 in prizes of books, gifts, some stones, psychic stuff that's very fun for those of you who know. And what's the surprise is you'll get it in the mail. The $1,000 one, the 1,000-point question, and that's what you want to do and answer, is which psychic got the fertility goddess at the Halloween party this year? And for those of you tuning in, she's on tonight. Rochelle Marie Lee got him. And so she has our little fertility goddess with her, and we'll be teasing her and finding out here what all's going on with Rochelle as the year progresses that she is doing this. Now, Rochelle, that we have people writing, they go, Jethro, when you were talking to us about this, we saw the little marketing on yours, and we were excited on the website. Is Rochelle looking to have children and money? Because this is abundance. Is this true, Rochelle? Are you looking to have a child soon?
I'm looking to have abundance.
We tried, guys.
It's definitely abundance. Yeah, definitely abundance. You know, it could be children, but it doesn't have to be like personally from me. There's many ways that, you know, you can have children that will come to you. You know, you may have children from someone else who really sees you as a mom or sees you as an aunt or whatever that may be, and taking care of them because they honor and they love you. So it's just not the birthright. It is our birthright, however. But, yes, definitely I would accept children. God has given them to me. The Spirit has given to me in a way that I can support them. Or the children are so beautiful. They're lovely. They're innocent, you know. So, yes, in that sense, yes.
Thank you guys for asking. And I guess we're going to get real wild because we've already started with the questions. Here we go. 919, yeah. You're on fire. Let's see. Psychic's Gone Wild. You're talking to Michelle tonight. How are you, 919?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, fine, and you, my dear?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you could possibly help me connect to my husband in spirit.
Okay. What is your husband's name?
David.
David. Now, do I have permission?
Yes.
Okay. Just know that sometimes if they're ready, because I'm ready, but if they're ready, they will come. If not, sometimes they don't always show up. Is there anything in particular you wanted to know from David?
I want to know if he's still with me because I feel it and I have experiences of it. So I just want to confirm that.
Okay, sure. Just a moment. David is saying, yes, he is with you. He says he'll always be with you. He says there's a special love that you two have and a connection and that he misses you. But he'll always be with you no matter what.
And helping you through some things. There's something going on there. I feel like that he didn't finish. Something got to be. And he, when you're really in dire need, he is trying to coach. I do feel like you are really going through a lot of emotion there, you know, in the fact that you're very intuitive yourself. There's some, I'm feeling some energy. I love what Rochelle said. And I keep hearing him saying he loves you and misses you.
Yeah.
There was people frustrated there. Something was going on with some other people that he wants to keep, like he wants them to stay back. He wants you to not have to deal with. I'm seeing grass. I keep seeing like a land or something, something to do with some physical things there. Was there people having a little bit of some kind of animosity over the property or their what they felt?
Yes, it is.
I feel like there's a lot of frustration.
It's a lot of things that was left undone because it was sudden. It was very, very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very traumatic with me having to deal with that plus grieving and just the loss of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you two had a very, very close and strong connection with each other.
We did.
Yeah.
He's saying that this person, there's something about this one male that some of that stuff's going to be, things are going to be more known. I feel like other people have had something with this person that was some of the stress connected to that land or that property that I'm seeing. Things are going to be more of a situation over there is starting to happen and things go. I do think that David's also making sure that this man keeps hit the problem at his house, not at yours. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
There's some things there. And we love you. I'm glad you called in. Definitely follow us on the show, and hopefully you'll be one of our winners, and you can have like a half an hour with one of the psychics to get really in-depth.
That would be awesome.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Take care.
We'll be picking those winners off of PsychicJethro.com. So those of you going in, filling out the paperwork, you may get that actual real physical time. And what I have, a couple of emails. Hang on, you guys, on the phones. I've got people pushing and shoving. We still got enough of me and Rochelle to go around. We have a friend writing in. Rochelle, I have to ask you this. I have been dating for 6 months, and my father will not allow him around the house. He says that he senses something with him. Now, I took my fiance now because I was mad at my father and proposed to him, even though I am a female. We are determined to prove this. I took him to two psychics, and they did say there was something, but they couldn't see it or sense it. Is it my father doing this? Because I am in my 20s, and he's never let somebody around me for very long. I do feel that whatever it is, I don't feel it, and I am intuitive. Should I stay engaged because I did this out of spite? Ooh.
What is her name? What is her name?
She's got a B and an R as her initials. Is all she gave.
B. Okay. B R. All right. Hi, B R. I feel like your father is very protective of you, and with your being 20 years old, just naturally being a father, being protective naturally. I also feel like your fiance, it's like I feel something that has might have gone on with them. I don't know. Have they really communicated with each other and spoke with each other? I feel like there's something that may be around that with communication. It feels like that's kind of off a little bit with the communication between them. And he's already your fiance, so you plan on getting married, obviously. You know, do what your heart feels. You've known your fiance. What resonates with you? I'm sure you still want to honor your father too, of course. But do what resonates with you. What's in your heart, you know? And if there's any problems that you feel, maybe all three of you can talk and communicate together to work it out. You know, if you have the support of your fiance, you two connect and talk about it, and then talk with your father. You know, sometimes what we feel or think may not always be. So trust your intuition. Talk to your fiance and see if things can be worked out with the communication. Definitely.
Thank you, Rochelle, and thank you, BR. We've got we've got funny things happening with some of you writing in. I got to tell you, I've had a really good time with listening to your show, and my favorite is Anne and Rochelle. I do love Carol, and I also like Debbie, but these are my two favorite. Sometime those two ought to go together and just be wild and wilder. You know, we're going to do psychic round tables, and those of you like that hour one, we'll be doing some round table and some different ones. I thank you for, you know, this is what we want. We want your input. Mm-hmm. I listen to the show, and I'm very awkward about the word psychic. My family has been involved with other individuals, and it didn't turn out well. I must say that I've listened to your show, Jethro, for a while, and I'm enjoying it. Someday I may try it, but don't be surprised if I use another name. A lot of people do, and this is I understand that, because, you know, this is a very thing. But the most beautiful thing is when you guys are on the phone, we're working with you, as you just saw Rochelle and me in live action. We are real, and we are live, and we are wild. And here we go, 856. How are you, 856?
Hi, this is Laura. Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I just want to know what you might be picking up for me around getting a job.
All right, and I'll let Rochelle handle this. I think I've read you a little bit, and it's good to hear you, Laura. I'm doing a little bit of sound over here, and then I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, Laura, so you want to know about getting a job? Is that correct?
Yes, contract. I did a lot of contract work.
Okay, contract. Yes, I feel like you will have the opportunity of being able to have some contracts. I feel like you enjoy what you do. Do you enjoy what you do?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's great. So with these contracts, though, I see several contracts coming up for you. And you're going to have an opportunity. And I love opportunity because, you know, opportunities always opens up more doors for you. So whenever you see opportunity, walk through those doors because there's something greater on the other side, especially when you enjoy what you do. When you enjoy what you do, I feel like, and even been my own experience at times, that when opportunity knocks, and opens, definitely walk through that door. You're going to be recognized and known after a while because you do things so well. are you the type of, I feel like you're the type of person who's like, not only do you enjoy what you do, but you, it's like you helping others somewhere along there. You help others.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like that's what you enjoy the most. You're really rooted into helping people, kind of like being a servant in a way, even though it's around contracts, because you have the opportunity possibly to design and work around with them to create what it is that they desire, because you're really, I feel like you're really specific in some things that you do. It's like it has to be this way, which is a good way, because it has to do with organizational skills that you have. That's really good. You're very talented. You're good at what you do, Laura. So, yes, just look for it, expect it, look at it as an expectation for you, and run with it. Because that's who you are.
You're really spot on target, too, with describing what I do. That's great.
Thank you,
Laura.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
Those of you tuning in, we are wild. We are grabbing the phones. We're going off the map. We've got it happening right tonight. And I hope you're having a great time, because Rochelle Marie Lee's here on Psychic Jethro, and we are going wild. And I have to go through a little bit of you guys, that make sure with some of you. I had a winner for Halloween who won a half an hour reading by me, but I had no phone number to call. So I waited by the phone for 20 minutes, and then I went and ate some candy, because I couldn't get them to call me back, because you have to leave something where I can contact you when you win a phone reading, because right now with COVID, we only have that. I had a lot of ones who wanted Zoom, but I have to have a contact there. So if you look in your emails, make sure you're being confirmed. We had another person ask me what happened to their stuff. Donna got her cookbook. She's very happy. She said she loves the rings. We've got I think it's Adela. She's wanting to know where hers is. Well, you got to get in here. We're going to be giving away a prize here. We pick a number, and I do it through the computer for those of you that are tuning in. And then from that number, we grab it. So make sure you guys that are keeping track. We've had the phones do a lot of fun things, and we're going to grab the phone here. Me and Rochelle are still going wild. I had a friend ask about this, and I told him I would ask Rochelle. Rochelle, as an individual who has ability, when you're in the room or you're working around Jethro, does it give you a headache? Sometimes I would think that being around him would be frustrating.
You know what? Not at all. Jethro lights up the day or the evening. He's really a great guy. And so I have no headaches with him at all. I've never had a headache. And that's a blessing, because I've had headaches, but it definitely wasn't Jethro. So, yeah, no, not at all. It's a blessing, really. It is. Thank you for asking.
And this person, I got down that you're in Tucson, and one of our Facebook people, please let me know who did get a headache, or if you ever have with me. That scares me. I have high energy, which I thank Rochelle, and those are kind words. I am very hyper, and I have had people tell me that when I get to really talking quick, I can make an auctioneer sit down. But I've never had someone tell me that. So I guess
That's true.
It is true. We're getting right on wild. Are we going to grab another phone? Because I'm scared. 917, how are you doing tonight? Being shy. Hello, I guess that tells us that they're a little bit scared too. We're going to go ahead and give it a second here and talk a little bit with what we had happen. Are you the one that got the headache? Because if you're starting on me, you picked the wrong psychic show. No, I'm teasing. I am a jokester, so you are the one that we want to talk to. Those of you tuning in, let's go a little bit here real quick. Rochelle is doing some Monday nights here with us. We've got other people checking. We've got some different times. I've had a lot of you asking, so hang on with that. I know that you know Debbie is our angel reader. We've got Carol Cook. We've got Anne Sablon. We have Carl Pretsch. And those of you tuning in, like Jethro, who's here, who gives people headaches, I guess, when he doesn't know it. So I can't get over that, Rochelle. Thank you for being kind to me.
I know.
If I'd have had Anna and Carol, I'd have been swearing
I did.
Yeah. You know, And I do think this is a good thing to bring up for those of you tuning in. That's why we want to give that prize away. Cheryl will tell you there in Georgia, she is one of our strong followers and advocates, very strong gifted worker. And when we and her first, I first did the reading, I was also in Arizona, for those of you who know, with living in Sedona. And me and my fiance Kay were out in I can't remember the name of it. It's there with the London Bridge, and it's very nice, fun place in Arizona. And the energy was so intense. We had sparkles. We had other things. But and we even teased because her sister told me beside her she could feel the energy between us. But I want those of you tuning in to do this. Rochelle, I have another one here. I have been asking my mom for 2 years now about my dad's psychic ability. My father had passed away when I was at a very young age. I am now in my late teens, and I'm really curious about the fact of why my dad's ability was so strong and people spoke of it, but he doesn't come to me. Do you have any thoughts on this? Hello?
He doesn't come to, yes. So he doesn't come to you. He's been spoken of, you said, many a times through family and friends. And I feel like your father really wants to honor, even though he's on the other side, he still wants to honor the relationship that you two had, and he wants to continue on with that. And he wants to be able to have you be in a place where, you know, he wants to make sure that you're comfortable. He really wants to see you. He does. I hear him saying, I would love to see you, and I love you so much. He doesn't want to scare you in any way. He doesn't want you to feel like uncertainty about this or anything. He has concerns just for you, of your safety, and you're feeling okay with your dad. You know, he says he really misses you. And, you know, you two have had some great times together. And, you know, he's had that ability to cover you at many times, even though there's a lot of things your father did to cover you and did things for you that you weren't even aware of, you know. I feel like he was not so much of a talker and all and showing and doing people things, but you knew him very well. So just know that he is around you. He says he's always going to be around you. And, you know, he's there to hear you. He says he's there to hear you and to listen to you. So if you're open enough and there's no fears around any of this, my dear, speak to him because he's there, and you will know. You will know. All right.
And we love all of you guys. And those of you tuning in, that's Party Marty. He's getting excited. So if you hear a sound, it's nothing spooky. Halloween's over. It's just my Shih Tzu wanting to have you. So we love all of you guys. This is wild. We have about 90 seconds before they push us out the door. I know a lot of you guys are trying to get through the phones, and we're working with you. You know, that's the thing that you want to do. Go in and get that time. Tell us how they can get in contact with you, Rochelle, and then your last word before they kick us out that door.
Sure. Great. Yes. So you can get in contact with me through my email, which is babykakes, that's spelled babykakesllc@gmail.com. Once again,
loving
that's
it.
Baby Cakes, babykakesllc@gmail.com. I will leave it in the what is that, Jethro, that you have now? I think you got something different that we could post it. I'll leave it on a post. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And those of you know, that's how we're contacted there. We love you guys in the room. You know she's in the Psychics Gone Wild private room, so you can contact there and you see her. I've had some of you teasing about the wild pictures, and we love it. Contact her there. This is PsychicJethro.com to get a hold of me. We have our winner tonight who's won a half an hour psychic reading with Psychic Jethro. Ironically, her name is Jeanette. She put in the message, I'm not sure what you meant over the radio show about how to enter the contest. Jeanette, you did. Your name and your email's there. So I will send you on a message. I do need a phone number to contact you, so definitely, you know, do that. And thank all of you for listening to Psychics Gone Wild. Stay wild, it is the way to be. Talk to you next week. Thank you, Rochelle.
Sure, thank you. Bye.